Welcome, welcome, welcome. So glad to have you here with me on the Ultimate Homeschool Community Podcast. I'm your host, Tiffany Hernandez. And it's been a minute, so we've skipped a few beats here. It's just been a very busy semester with homeschooling and co-ops and cottage classes and extracurricular activities and music recitals and troop meetings and you name it, we were doing it. So, moving on, but I have been working behind the scenes getting some really great interviews recorded for you all, and I hope that they can get uploaded soon and you can listen and glean the information. We've got some great businesses and authors that I've been able to talk with and share what they're doing. Super excited for that. So today I'm going to be talking about all things curriculum and scheduling because we're already starting to gear up and plan for next semester. So I know a lot of people kind of wait until summer and they're like, oh, I can't think about next year until I get to summer and then I can debrief for a little bit and strategize for next school year and get all my scheduling done. I will say having the summer to actually just relax and take a break from school. If you do year-round school, you know, I know there's breaks that are taken throughout the year, and so it's a little different. But for those who do the typical public school schedule of from August to, you know, roughly November, and then, you know, roughly January to May, our summers are important to us. Now, and by saying we take the summer off, I mean, my kids still end up wanting to read books and learn about things, and we still go and do educational things, but we're not focused on it as much. You know, we're going to be doing more extracurricular sports, extracurricular, you know, outings, museums, that kind of thing. And so, really, what I like to do is take the last few minutes of our final semester to start thinking and planning and strategizing what I'm going to do for the next year. So, for instance, right now, everything's working really good. And I know a lot of people say, oh, well, if it's working and it's not broken, then don't fix it. And I agree with that. If the curriculum that you're using is doing well and your children really are liking it, they're engaged with it, or if you're doing the more eclectic thing and you're just doing living books and more of a Charlotte Mason approach where, you know, you're doing projects and this, not the other, that's fine too. But I have a child going from elementary to middle, and so I'm starting to think a little bit more about concrete learning that can take place to help her prepare for high school. Now, I know a lot of unschoolers will say, oh, well, we don't really agree with that. We still do the strewing and they do project-based learning and, you know, we still let them do child-led learning. And I'm all for that as well. However, every homeschooling family is a little bit different and every child's needs are a little bit different. And in my instance, I'm thinking that from the elementary to the middle school jump, we need a little bit more rigor. There needs to be a little bit more of a challenge. Not so much more work, but maybe a different type of work. And so I'm looking at, okay, what can I start to incorporate for the year coming up? Do I switch around cottage classes? Do I maybe incorporate some more shadowing days? My daughter, for instance, really enjoys shadowing at the veterinarian clinic, and there's so many great opportunities, you know, that we can allow our children to do when they're homeschooling, and that's one of them, is to see if she really wants to be a vet or a vet tech of sorts. And that kind of got deprioritized because we were doing cottage classes and spending more time doing different activities. And so it didn't leave her as much time to focus on those interests. So I'm working right now through looking at different curriculum. I'm looking at different, you know, options, different materials to incorporate. And because we've been eclectic and I've really, really pushed the unschooling methods this year, where we're just doing child-led learning and we're not doing too much of constructive learning other than the cottage classes where they are learning in a group setting, I'm re-strategizing and wanting to see what else we can add to enrich the schoolwork. So, okay, with that, there is a homeschool convention that's coming up, and I really want to go. If you have a homeschool convention, even within, you know, a couple hours of you, you should try to make it there. There is a plethora of information. You can talk one-on-one with the curriculums and figure out, you know, what, if you have questions, figure out what works. You can actually see, you know, the reasoning behind why they have certain things. And a lot of times there'll be vendors there that you didn't even know existed, and that could be the one thing that you were lacking or missing in your curriculum for your homeschool, you know, in terms of your materials or online programs or different things. I'm not a big fan of sitting in front of the computer for hours to get work done. I know a lot of people enjoy having that flexibility to go anywhere with their schoolwork and do their computer work anywhere they are, wherever they have Wi-Fi, or sitting, you know, at their library. And I'm more focused on incorporating nature, being outdoors, and learning from the outdoors. So with that, I have found or refound or thought about incorporating the character curriculum. If you haven't heard of this book set, it is much older. You will probably have to go to eBay to find it. However, it is a very well-rounded, nature-based, Christian character development curriculum. So not only are they learning the natural side of things with the science behind the certain animals that are studied, but each animal has a character trait that it portrays, which then connects to a biblical character and shares a Bible lesson about that character trait with this Bible character. So they're not only doing reading, writing, there is coloring workbooks, there is, I want to say there's assessment tests and fill in the blank questions and that booklets, basically workbooks that you can get to go along with these textbooks. They have absolutely stunning images. The information, like I said, is very thorough, but it's not overly complex. There's like 7 pages per lesson, or I would say per animal. And to me, I'm thinking, okay, I could, that's like one page per day, per week, or if we do, you know, like 2 or 3 pages, two days a week or something, right? Like the animal lesson one day, and then the character in the Bible another day. So there's all different ways that you can break it up, obviously, but I'm looking at including this because character development is such an important piece of homeschooling and just school in general that I think we really need to make sure we're incorporating that into their training. You know, the whole reason why we're homeschooling is so that they don't start to mimic what they're seeing from the worldview, but we can help to develop their views and their values that we know are biblically sound. So I'm very excited about this. I'm hoping to find some available that aren't going to break the bank, because these books, like I said, they're very thorough and they're very well done, and I'm sure they hold their value very well. The other thing that I'm looking at in terms of curriculum goes, and also it includes a co-op, is classical conversations. Now, my children are not as intrigued with this. It is a little bit more robust. It is a little bit more rigorous. You know, they include Latin, they include mathematics and all the core subjects, plus Bible history and world history. So it includes all the subjects. I think there's even science principles that are included, math principles, and language arts. But you still have to find, even if you join their group and you do the whole curriculum, you still have to find your own language arts and math programs to do alongside of it. So it's not a complete program, which is fine, because I'm not really looking for a complete program. I am looking for more of a challenge. So my guide to you is to say, don't just look for a complete kit. You know, we did the Abeka program, it was complete and it was rigorous, and my daughter did learn a lot, but she absolutely hated it. But she still knows a lot of the facts that she learned, so it was successful and how it worked. However, it wasn't ideal for the learning environment we were trying to create. With the classical conversations, you're going to co-op one day a week, so you have projects, presentations, you work in a group, you run through all of their songs that they do, they incorporate music to learn the different information that in the different facts and things, and it's very well done, but it is a little pricey. So I'm also looking at budget wise what's going to be the best for my budget, but also going to be the most effective and something that my child enjoys. Now, taking her out of the cottage class that she has enjoyed and has been in the last year or two might be a little challenge, because that's, you know, changing the structure of the week. It's changing, you know, the routine. And if your child struggles with change, they might not appreciate you and your ideas about how they need more rigor, or how they need a different challenge or a different atmosphere or a different environment to learn in a different way. And so whenever you do make these kinds of decisions, ultimately you have to make the decision. And if your child is older, you know, they need to be included in that. For the younger ones, you know, I would say under 8, that's really should be solely up to you. But if they're not adjusting well, or if it's too much of a change, you know, then you need to maybe readjust, and don't stick with it just because, oh, I wanted it to change. No, like, the child needs to also be flourishing even if you do change it, and you change for more than just the sake of, I just want to change the curriculum because I want to pay a different price, or whatever the case may be, right? Sometimes budget is an issue. And so if that's the case, you know, there's some free resources like Easy Peasy Online. I think it's Easy Peasy Homeschool Online. And that's free. And it's a great option. A lot of people really like it because it's another well-rounded, it's a Christian worldview, and it includes everything. And it's free, so it's great. But again, I don't want just online. I want in-person and an in-person challenge. So that's what's going on in our world. I'm still going to be doing, you know, our music. We love to incorporate music, and we try to incorporate, you know, different fun things for them. For instance, we ended up taking our family co-op day, which has been going really well. Every other Monday that I don't have co-op, we go with Dad because he works from home, so he can move his schedule around. And we take a trip somewhere local. Sometimes it's a little further. And so we went to one of the new parks in Sevierville called Diggin' Zone. To me, it was a little pricey. There is a homeschool day, though, on Tuesdays before school gets out. So I think it's like before 3 o'clock, you can get a 20% off discount. But even with the 20% off, it's still a little pricey. However, it's very neat. You get to actually operate construction vehicles, see how they work, and challenge yourself to some of the games that they've created with these vehicles. So the kids really enjoyed that, and it was a fun family trip that we were able to take. But it's not something that we do, you know, every week or every month. You know, that's like a once in a quarter because of the expense. You got to save up for those kinds of activities. So with that, you know, I'm moving schedules around because I feel there needs to be more of a challenge, like I said. So you know your child best, and you know what they need the most. And if you're seeing that they're just at a plateau, even though they're happy doing that and they are learning, if there's some lack of, like, for instance, discipline, or if you're seeing like the character needs to still be developed, or if they're having fine motor skills, or, you know, issues with friends, or they're not able to control their emotions well or something, you know, it could be that the environment has become too complacent and they need to step out of their comfort zone so they can grow more. And that's okay too. And it might not be comfortable for them to change, but you are also looking at the overall well-being of their educational experience. You're looking at their overall well-being as a human. You're looking at the whole child. You're trying to help them along their path as best as you can. So when they're done and graduated, they can take care of themselves. They have, you know, a good demeanor. They're a good citizen. They know how to be responsible for their things. They have a good character. It's not just it's not just checking off the boxes for the educational. Knowledge is great, but we also don't want to lose sight of godly character and all the important elements that make them a person. This has been what we have been working on over these last several months. I am so glad you've joined me today. If this has been helpful to you and you want to share it with a friend, click that share button, like or leave us a comment. I love to connect with you on Facebook at our Ultimate Homeschool Community Group on Facebook. It has been such a pleasure. Happy homeschooling!